Okay, well, we're on to Buffalo here. I'm just going back over our game with them the last time. Obviously, a lot more competitive than the final score would indicate. I don't know, but there's a lot of things that they did. It was problems that we'll have to do better. And as we talked about the last time, Buffalo's a dangerous team. They have a lot of big play guys on offense, big play guys on defense. Good job for them. Term game, the rushes, the blockable, and all that. That's something that's shown up all year. So in all three areas, we got a lot of work to do.
I think a lot of people are interested in hearing about the Talib trade and just your thoughts on what he brings to the table for your team this season, and just sort of what went into that, the thought process of that move.
Well, right now, really, our focus is on the Bills and the players that will be preparing for the game with the team and the players that are here at this time. So we'll take that as it comes. When he gets here, then deal with that.
Bill, when can he get there? When is he eligible to show?
When the league allows him to.
Just on this week, coming back from the bye, how are you going to structure it? Obviously you have sort of an extra work day here. Is there a temptation to get back and just sort of the business as usual, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or how are you guys going to work this one with a little bit of extra time?
Well, the players will be in tomorrow on Tuesday, and that'll be like a normal Wednesday for us. That'll be our first day to dive headlong into our Bills preparation, see how it goes, and know what we feel like we need or priorities are, how it's going, what kind of schedule we want to be on the rest of the week. That'll take it from there, but tomorrow will be like a regular Wednesday for us.
Bill, have you made a determination as to Devin McCourty in terms of maybe permanently moving him to safety?
Well, I think we'd like to try to be consistent with whatever it is we do. We have to deal with the upcoming opponent that we have. What we feel like is the best matchup for that particular game is to try to win that game. Because sometimes those two forces are playing. Sometimes they're, So ultimately, our goal is to win this game. Whatever we need to do with any of our players to help us win this game, that's our me. I feel like we can execute, get done. It's like we're good. We have to see all that plays out in this game. Still, what we feel like is the best opportunity.
I know it's not always a perfect world. Did I hear you right? That the hope, if it is a perfect world, that you'd like to be consistent with whatever it is that you do, like not have maybe him flopping from one position to the other on a week-to-week basis?
I'm not sure if that's barely the case, because Devin's a pretty flexible kid, both physically and mentally. So I think he can handle the movement, but I think the more consistent we can be as a unit, that builds better communication, better teamwork between the players that are involved. I mean, there are always going to be some parts every week in play. Fortunately, like every team does, guys go in and out for various reasons. So it's not perfect. If ideally, if you could keep everything exactly the same every week, that would be great. And if you do the same, it's also set for trying to put yourself in your team in the best position that it can get. So, try to balance those two forces.
So, obviously, it will be a week or so until Talib can report to the team, but what did you see from him that, drew you to him, that you wanted to acquire him?
Well, I think he's a good player.
So, Bill, how much does the work you guys did on him and coming out of the draft in 2008 play a factor in the decision-making process?
I think everything that you know about a player, that plays some of the factor. Whatever that whole composite is, or wherever all that information comes from, all put together, boil it down, on everything, all the information you have.
Did you feel like those 3 days down in Tampa this preseason helped you familiarize yourself with him anymore, or was it just you guys were focused on other things beyond that at that time?
No, that's part of the favorite. You know, anything you have is relevant.